Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 449 for Thursday, June 25th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Thursday morning as the most active contracts rose in sympathy with the U.S. soy complex while traders exited the front month ahead of its expiry. ICE canola values were anywhere from $1 to $4 higher, with the most active November contract up $4.10 at $522.40 per ton. Malaysian palm oil was stronger, which contributed to the gains. Dry conditions across much of Western Canada continue to stress the canola crop, raising concerns about yield loss. Farmers are hanging onto their supplies right now as they try to get a clearer sense of how much canola they will have to move. However, the Canadian dollar was higher against its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. Speculators have built a very large net long position in excess of 40,000 contracts and may be limited in their future purchases. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 16 to 20 cents higher, with a July contract checking in at $9.69 a bushel. Wet weather in the U.S. Midwest has raised fears of reduced crop yields. Storm systems are forecast to sweep through the region up to late next week, which should stress fields even further. Missouri and Kansas are of particular concern, as they are both badly behind the USDA's planting progress average for the year. Corn was 6 cents higher, with the July contract sitting at $3.72 per bushel. Continued rain in the U.S. Southern Plains has led to more harvest delays there. Weekly export sales are estimated from 600,000 to 800,000 tons. U.S. wheat was 4 to 5 cents higher, with the September contract at $5.28 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 12% behind for this time of year, according to the latest measurement by the USDA. There are also reports of fusarium exploding in north central Kansas, which was bullish for wheat crops there. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, June 25th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.